I'm Sarah Eaton, I'm the head teacher at Lifefield.
I'm Kate Goss and I'm head of the PTA at Lifefield.
I'm Zane.
I'm Lorna.
And what do you know about this event that you're about to do? Tell us a little bit about it.
We're doing litter picking and it's just good to see the cleaner streets instead of it being just swept down with litter.
And do you think it's a bit of a problem where you live?
Not really, but we do have an alley where there's just a bunch of trash because we have like these walls and they're like plants in them, and then people have just been dumping glass bottles everywhere.
So obviously the more you pick up, the better it will be.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
And as part of actually picking it up, this is all to raise funds for the school?
It's to raise funds for the three schools that will be participating. So we've got Uppingham C of E School, we've obviously got Lifefield Primary School, and then we've got St Mary's, St John's, North Luffenham. So they'll all raise for their own schools. So they'll go out within this designated week, they'll pick up and they'll be sponsored by their family and friends. I'm hoping to get businesses to sponsor the entire event. There's a three-tier sponsorship opportunity which they can contact me through. All the sponsorship, whether it's raised for their schools individually or overall from businesses, 50% will go to the schools or their school, and then 50% all the schools have agreed that we want to raise for a local charity that is in need of funding. And we've chosen the Rutland Osprey Project, and that's very much because all the children really wanted to do something to do with wildlife and that was really beneficial for the local area. And the fact that Anglian Water no longer support that financially, having spoken to the Wildlife Trust from Rutland and Leicestershire last week, they really need the funding. So the children were really keen to do that. So then 50% of anything that all the children raise, whether it's for their own school or from the businesses, will go to the Rutland Osprey Project as well.
Jocelyn.
And you're Lifefield's Osprey Ambassador?
Yes, I am.
So what does that mean?
Basically, we go to the Rutland Hyde where the ospreys are and we watch over them and kind of, like, check up on them sometimes, and sometimes we have meetings about them just to make sure like, they're okay and we learn about what they do and where they go.
And what do you know about them so far this year?
They migrate pretty far. They have white eggs with brown speckles, and last year they had three chicks, and this year they've got four eggs.
And actually raising money for the Osprey Project, what do you think that will mean to people like you who are involved, who actually tell everyone else what's going on?
I think it will give quite a big impact because we can get more of the GPS satellite trackers that we put on the Ospreys so we can see where they go, and they're quite expensive. We only have three at the moment. We can get more nesting posts and more hides maybe. So quite a big impact, yeah.
Now in your school as well, you already do things for the environment, don't you?
We do. We have done quite a lot this year. We had Joe come in and help us with the wildlife garden.
Tell us about your eco garden.
It's in the back of the orchard near the secret garden. So it's kind of isolated from the rest of the field and the football goals, which is definitely important because we don't want any footballs coming in, and we think it's really important to let wildlife explore our school to some moderation.
I think you're right. And you did the litter pick last time?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was quite fun but also quite annoying to see just how much litter has been just dropped on the streets for no reason. It's just so disrespectful. If you need to put something somewhere, don't just put it on the ground, just take it somewhere. Because it's just going to harm the environment.
As head here, you must be very proud, actually, of the way they get it.
Yeah, we're really proud, and we do lots as part of our curriculum. So one of our curriculum drivers is about creating responsible citizens. So we learn about the global goals, we have an eco team, and we try to make sure that the children have an awareness of what they can do as they get older and what impact they can even have now as children as well.
So broadly, just to look forward to the first week in June when this is all going to happen, between now and then you want people to support it, to sponsor anyone they know, and also, you know, if any companies would like to actually sponsor it and support you.
Yes, that would be the best thing ever, really. The more that we can raise, all three schools and also the Osprey project will all benefit from it. It's all going to go towards enriching three schools and the children of hopefully Rutland and Uppingham and Oakham's future, but also make sure that we can help maintain this fantastic Osprey project, which really does need these vital funds. So if anybody does want to sponsor, they can get in contact with myself, Kate Goss. You can either contact Lyfields or I'm sure St Mary's and St John's at Luffenham, both who have my contact details, and I can then give you the three-tier information about how you can sponsor us, and anything would be greatly received, whether it's £1 or £1,000. But if we could just get real support from the community and the business to help promote a better environment, a cleaner county, and also embed a really important life lesson from the start, really. So yes, that'd be great.